So last night we began to discuss the Nesiva Shalom, the son of Rebbe's understanding of learning Torah Lishma, based on what he had discussed, the idea of the or, the light, the Torah, creating a person's ability to see the true value of the world. So he writes, the concept of learning Torah Lishma is learning Torah for the purpose for which the Torah was created, or was given to us. That since the world hides the presence of Hashem, and therefore the value system we have as we look into the world is one which can be based on lots of different factors. And the Torah that we study gives us a different set of eyeglasses. We look at the world with a different perspective, a different set of values based on the spirituality and the spiritual purpose of the world that was created. One who learns Torah Lishma means one who's learning Torah for its sake, for the sake that it was created. And a person sits down with his sefer as he studies, and he has the intention, I'm learning this, that it should have an impact on me. It should show me the way. It should enlighten me to understand that which is going on in the world, that which is true, that which is false, that which is valuable, and that which is less valuable. And a person has that intention and that kavana as he studies to fulfill the purpose of the world. As the quote of Chazal described, that Hashem made a condition with the world. I'll create the world on condition that the Jewish people accept the Torah. Which means that the whole purpose of creation is only there for that. So I'm learning Torah with the purpose of fulfilling that which in time was created, that I should find Hashem and His value system in the world of darkness that I live. That's why he writes the mission that we started from, the mission, the sixth paragraph of Kirkiyabba says, Kolo alome Torah Lishma, anyone who learns Torah Lishma, is zocha ledvarim harbe, merits many things. And the Mishnah says, amongst them, the Kol ha'olam kadai kulo, the entire world was befitting to be created just for him. Because here you have a Jew who's learning Torah for the sake of what Torah was there for, to enlighten, to show him the value system of the world. It was worth it for the entire world to be created, for this Jew to be able to study with that purpose, to be able to see that which is really going on beneath the surface of the darkness of the world that we live in which Hashem's presence is actually hidden. The Sfonimer takes the time to go through a lot of the many things in the list. The list of the Mishnah of Perkyavis has all of the things that he merits. He goes through them, I just want to share one or two. Some of the things that the Mishnah lists is your Nikra Ohev, Ohev et Habriyas, Ohev et Hamachim, you're considered one who's beloved, one who loves others, and one who loves Hashem. And the Sfonimer explains the concept of love, of Ahava, is very often hindered when we see ourselves. When a person is restricted by their own needs and their own desires, so it's hard to see the good in others, it's hard to love others, because we're so concerned with ourselves. One who has the perspective of seeing the world for the value system that it really has, one who learns Torah Lishma, who sees the eyeglasses that Hashem wants us to look upon the world as a value system, sees the connection between other Jews, the purpose of why we're here, one's able to have an expansive view as opposed to a restricted view, and therefore expresses that in the ability to see the good in others and to love others in that perspective. He quotes the pasuk from Shemot HaTemer Yisem, Hashem says to the Jewish people, you have seen ki min ha-shamayim dibarti machem, that it's from heaven, from Shemayim that I have spoken with you. And he asks the Sfonimer, why is that relevant? Hashem says to the Jewish people, as Maimon have seen it, they're standing there repeating the Torah. Hashem says, you yourself saw that I spoke to you from the heavens. Who cares where Hashem is speaking to us from? The concept is, the Torah says, you've seen Hashem, Hareta Ladat, I've let it be known. Ki Hashem hu alokim, I'm everywhere. Eino novadu, there's nothing other than me. What difference does it make? We heard it was from the heaven, we heard it was from the earth. So he writes, with his Hasidish approach, what does it mean that Hashem spoke to us from the heavens? The whole purpose of the world was to take the heavens and the heavens perspective into the earth. We have a separation of heaven and earth. The earth we live in, the world we live in is dark. It's a place where Hashem's presence is hidden. We can't find Hashem in this world. You have to look hard. The value system that the world at large gives us is very different than the value system that Hashem wants us to have. You have seen that I've spoken to you from the heavens. I've spoken to you from a very different place than the place that you occupy. And your goal is to be able to take the voice that you hear from a world very different than the world you live in, a value system you live in, people who have cultures that are different than the ones that I want you to have. But from heaven I spoke to you. From that place of purity I spoke to you. Take those lessons and apply it and see it in the world that you live and be able to have the perspective that I want you to be able to have. That's the idea. He writes, as we spoke about, the concept of Barati Torah, Barati Yetzihara Tavun, that I created the Yetzihara, the evil incarnation, I created Torah as the antidote to that, to give you that perspective. And he concludes this piece with an idea that the Gemara says, Kol HaGadol Mechavero, anyone who is greater than his friend, as the person raises his level in greatness, Yitro Gadol Mechavero. So the Yetzihara, the evil incarnation, that person has become greater as well. Chazal understood that the greater you are, the greater the challenge that you'll have. Abaye, the Gemara quotes from a story of Abaye. Abaye saw a young man and a woman walking together on a path, and he followed after them to make sure that he would separate them from doing anything, and he sees after he followed them, they weren't doing anything. They were walking together. And Abaye says, I can't believe such a thing. If I would have been that guy, I never would have been able to just take a straw like that and not have it lead to anything. I can't believe that these two common folk, they didn't have the same problems that I did. You want to learn tonight, the greater you are, the greater the tithe, the greater the source of Yetzirah, of evil inclination, of desire that you have. The Sfarim explains, because the Yetzirah is a sneaky fellow, sneaky concept. In the same way as a thief knows, if I break into the pauper's home, so what am I going to get after all? I got $3 or $2. What does he have? He doesn't have anything. Why should I spend my time breaking into his home? If I break into the wealthy person's home, that's where the loot is. Today I'll come away with some goods. So the greater that a person is, the greater his understanding of what he's accomplishing and what the Torah that he learns accomplishing, his perspective of the world, which is the purpose of entire creation, so the Yetzer Hara fights much harder, wants much more to distract the person who has that perspective because his loot is much greater. That which is able to take away, which is the goal of the Yetzer Hara, to darken the world, so to speak, to hide the presence of the true value system that we're supposed to have. So the greater that a person becomes, the more that he can accomplish, the more the Yetzer Hara fights against that it shouldn't be brought into existence. That's the Nesiva Shalom's approach in learning Torah, which wants to have the perspective, understanding of why it is that we're studying, what we're trying to accomplish, the purpose of creation, to see with the right perspective, to see with the right value system, to know what it is, that which is right and that which is wrong, that which is truly a purpose, that which is valuable to us. And the more that we do so, the more that we're able to accomplish that, the more difficult the challenge we'll have, that the Yetzer Hara will fight harder against us. But that is his understanding of the concept of being Osek in the Torah Lishma. Mirth Hashem next week. He has the second people study that. Mirth Hashem next week. Ready for another?
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.